With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This NBA Picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, make sure to grab a mountain cold refreshment. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram Dog?
Big day for me, the professional NBA towel. Big day. another member of Team Ryan will be joining us shortly. Lots to talk about. But Sean, seriously, how easy is betting on the NBA playoffs?
Well, Kramer, you had, what did you have? Well, you had Clippers plus six, you had Atlanta plus seven. I also had Atlanta plus seven.
Yeah.
But really you're talking about your, throw out the props
that you had. The object of gambling is to produce positive expected value. Sean, I told you to take the Atlanta Hawks to win game one.
You did.
And the Atlanta Hawks to win the series at 7-1. I also told you to take Atlanta Hawks win game one. Bucks win series at plus 450.
So you are in a can't lose situation right now. Congratulations, Kramer. Congratulations. And of course, this tout session from Ryan, Real Money Kramer, brought to you by WinBet. Just like all the podcasts, all the content on SGPN, presented by our good buddies over at WinBet. Hopefully you got down on Kramer's Hawks money line and a nice little Hawk prop bets there. You don't have to be in Las Vegas to get that win experience. All you got to do is go to WynNBet.com and download the app today. Get a special offer up to a $500 risk-free bet. Terms and conditions apply. That's right. They got it all over at WinBet. Generous promos, odds, and parlays all happening right now at WinBet. WynNBet. If you want a WINBIGLFG.
So much spelling.
Joining us on the line, the original RFB, the rich fat baby himself. The host of the NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, McKee. What is happening, my man?
What is up? Wow, Trey Young is up, man. That guy, I think he has to be the best NBA player we've ever seen who kind of looks like he smells like pee. Yeah. Right? Doesn't he kind of look like he smells like pee?
I was telling Sean, you got like, what is up with this guy's hairline? It, now that you mention it, kind of looks like some pee was involved.
he's just got like a And obviously he's playing in the NBA, so he should be sweating. But even before the game start, he's got like a sweaty, swarthy look to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like just a seasoned,
it's like baby hair.
He just reminds me of a guy I'd play at the YMCA where you is this guy living at the YMCA as well? But goddamn, he can hit a deep three. And it's absolutely, it just, it's part of the lure and part of the appeal, I think, Sean, of Trey Young.
Real quick aside, you of course lived on Hollywood Boulevard. I worked there for a long time, and I'll tell you the first time I saw Spider-Man back in the parking garage getting his costume together, you know, kind of reminds me of Trey.
Yeah, I mean, you could see he looks like a guy who instead of putting up 48, 11 and 7, he was just out on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, as one of those costume characters. Oh man. Yeah, he had a I just saw they showed a stat. He set a record most conference or most points in a debut of the conference finals, 48 points. He looked great. And kind of we were, you know, we thought the Bucks would kind of be sleeping in that. And that seems like what we saw tonight.
I literally, showed up like a professional, got ready for the show, the last NBA show we did. And it's like, are you kidding me? You're giving me 6 and 7 points and you're trying to say this is a fair proposition.
Yeah, that was.
How are the books not getting slaughtered right now? I mean, more people just need to be tuning in to us, I think, Sean.
Yeah, and now
and Rich Fat Baby and the rest of the NBA gambling podcast.
I've been doing well in this playoffs, but I've been fading the Hawks at every turn. I don't know why. I still took the Bucks tonight. It was so stupid. I even when I was doing it, I was like, well, Bogdanovich is injured and Herder might is banged up. I don't know. I was talking to myself. You gotta squash those little voices inside your head, man. You know what?
And honestly, for me, it was Nate McMillan. He's a coach that I've liked in the past. I even went back and looked today, Sean. Two out of the three times he's been fired, a guy who was sitting as a top seed in his conference, 1 and a 4 seed. So he's gotten the raw deal before. Maybe he finally has the squad. And as the old guy sitting on the rocking chair, watching the game from through the window, I'm watching a team that's playing real basketball. That's what I see when I see this team play. They're playing team ball. And honestly, like, you walk down their roster and they're not going to be overmatched in too many. The price was wrong. Like we can all agree that series price was a little wrong, but now.
And I thought
Bucks have to focus.
I thought they wouldn't have anyone that would be able to guard Giannis.
The coaching edge is so strong.
Yeah, the coaching edge is massive. And again, I still think we have not seen Coach Buds and Alex Jones in the same place at the same time. There is a chance we have to ask someone in the press conference has to ask Coach Bud on his thoughts on 9/11, whether or not it was an inside job, what actually happened to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, I'm sure he's got some thoughts on McAfee and his weird demise.
I mean, just his determination to let Giannis do anything but drive at the basket is unbelievable.
Yeah. If I was coaching the Bucks, I'd be like, listen, dude, you know how you're giant and they call you a freak because you're freakishly athletic? Well, here's what we're doing.
That's me.
See this giant. This giant red rectangle that's painted, it's called the paint. Yeah. Don't let the ball out of your hands, Coach unless Bud, you're in there.
I actually prefer if you use he or him when addressing me, not freak.
Yes, exactly.
Here's the thing about, let you in on a little Rich Fat Baby trivia fact. I grew up in the same high school athletic conference as Coach Bud. I mean, he's ahead of me.
Really?
He comes from... Yeah, he comes from Holbrook, Arizona.
Awesome.
Which is about 2 hours away from Payson, Arizona, where I grew up. And our athletic conference is very spread out. We had to drive a long way in northern Arizona to go play each other. But Holbrook, Arizona, one of the only towns shittier than Payson, Arizona.
So Coach Buds has that going for him.
It's that kind of inside info that the Rich Fat Baby shows up with. Which, by the way, real quick, can we talk about Team Ryan real quick? PFF. Donning Ryan Ramczyk of lineman for the Saints as the Ramrod.
It's just a great time for Team Ryan.
I tweeted out great day for Team Ryan. Sorry, I just get excited with Ryan's around.
No,
Ryan's and two of the biggest NBA touts in the business. Well, if you go over to Tally site right now, way up at the top. And then we all know that Kramer is the greatest tout of all.
Well, if Tally Site had alternate point spreads, just there would be five flames next to my name, Sean.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, even even NBA Sean looking pretty good against the spread. I think I'm hovering around 60% according to my
bold prediction.
No. Sean, don't try to jump on Team Ryan. All right, we're celebrating. You're just here.
I do think the Sixers being out of the postseason will help NBA Sean's betting percentages going forward.
No, they were kind of dragging me down there, especially at the end. All right, we're gonna get to Suns and Clippers game three, Hawks and Bucks game two picks. But before we get to that, it is time for this week's installment.
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens.
We salute you.
Alex Caruso. That's right. Alex Caruso of the Los Angeles Lakers was arrested on Tuesday at Easterwood Airport in College Station, Texas. apparently, he had possession of marijuana, less than 2 ounces, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He brought his own grinder, and he was arrested. The best part, he was released on bonds totaling $4,200 for weed. Oh man.
At least imagine the judge getting has
arrested.
A sense of humor.
Imagine getting arrested for a grinder and you live in a, you're a professional athlete in a state where weed is legal. Oh, that is true. Real American DGen Alex Caruso. Of course, that was presented by PropSwap.com. Oh man, if you had some stakes in Alex Caruso, you would be selling it right away. And of course, PropSwap.com, use that promo code SGP for that bonus $500 cash, or up to $500, obviously. And PropSwap, again, buying and selling some futures. I know Kramer, we have some futures. We may be unloading last week. Someone on PropSwap, they purchased a Bucks championship future for $150 when they were down 1-0 versus the Nets, sold it for $1,000, $850 profit after the Bucks won game seven. And now they could probably rebuy it again for less than $1,000. If you
day trading futures, I
day
like
trade
it.
The sports futures, the zigzag theory is in effect. Again, the awesome thing about PropSwap is you don't need to win. You just need your ticket to improve in odds, and you can score big. Again, PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. All right, let's get to the games. We got the Los Angeles Clippers heading to Phoenix. Square off against.
Nope.
No, it's in LA.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. I looked at that wrong. Suns heading to Los Angeles, 1-point road favorite. Up to nothing on the series. Looks like Chris Paul will be back. Paul George, of course, choked away last game, missing those two free throws late. DeAndre Ayton, I don't have you seen the video, McKee? You probably have, of Stephen A. and Wilbon reacting to that game-winning play by DeAndre Ayton. Great crowd work by the fan. By the way, the stands, who was just happened to be sitting next to those guys. Where are you at in Suns country right now? You got to be feeling red hot.
I feel red hot. The only thing that would have been better is I kept expecting after they showed Stephen A. and Wilbon for the phone to turn around and it'd be the Suns and four guy videoing it the whole time. How amazing would that have been?
All right. And the idea of Suns and four guy, but I feel like his 15 minutes are over. Unless, I mean, he's really hoping for Suns and four once again, because then the streak lives on. Like, what if they win the Western Conference Finals in four and NBA Finals in four? They got to put that guy on the parade, right? Like, it's gonna be insane.
The Suns haven't had a lot of memes or you know,
relevancy,
internet culture, nothing. Give us Suns and four guy. Let him ride this until, you know, the entire series is out. At least give him that.
Kind of feels like Arizona's about to hit a little heater. I mean, the Cardinal, you got to be feeling as good now as you have in a long time.
I'm PropSwap.com. I did buy a future that is the Suns to win the Western Conference Final and the Cardinals to win the NFC West.
Oh,
feeling pretty good about it so far.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yeah, that is. That's got to pay out pretty good. And speaking of futures, I think it was Jake Paquin in the YouTube chat throwing out DeAndre Ayton as a NBA Finals MVP at 60-1. We talked about it on the podcast. I do think if you had the cojones to grab that early, you're rooting for Milwaukee to pull it out, because I think if he slows down Giannis, then him as an MVP candidate, he makes a real case. I still think Chris Paul MVP is still pretty interesting value. I mean, I know Devin Booker has been amazing, but I just feel like Chris Paul coming back, they don't factor it in, but I feel like they do a little bit, the narrative of him testing positive for COVID. Like, they just love that. The voters. And then if he has a really good finals, which I feel like he has to for them to win and for them to carry him. I mean, I think when we started mentioning the Chris Paul MVP, it was like 40-1, 25-1. Where are you at, with this Suns team overall? Are you worried that they're going on the road? And how do you think Chris Paul coming back affects the team?
Well, first of all, let me address the DeAndre Ayton 60-1. I do love that, despite, it doesn't matter which team is going to the finals, because I feel like Atlanta doesn't have anyone who can stop him either. Clint Capella, as we saw tonight, he can't stop Giannis in the paint. He's a good rim defender, but if he gets up against he's a good rim defender when there's smaller guys driving into the paint. DeAndre Ayton, he's quick. He can shoot over him, so that's great. As far as the Suns going to LA, I feel like I don't understand why it's only Suns -1 with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Coming back. Kawhi's not coming back. The Suns won 2 games. And you could argue that, all right, the Clippers should have won game 2. But either way, Booker had a horrible game and the Suns still won. That should not have happened. Campaign.
Yeah.
Carried the Suns. I mean, this is. Just, I feel like at this point, it is destined to happen.
Let me help a fellow Ryan out. If you could hit the music, Sean.
Which music is that?
As the league turns. Okay. Of course.
I'll pull that up.
This is what's happening here. Unfortunately for you, you're gonna have to go through a little bit of this.
And it's actually Days of Our League. I keep calling it as the league turns.
Hourglass. So are the days of our league.
There's nothing more clear to me than the NBA is going to grasp at straws. They're going to deploy whatever refereeing crew they need to in this game. Must win for the Clippers. I told you this series is going long. I think maybe the honorable thing is let the Suns win this one in a longer series, but it's certainly not going to be a sweep. We can't let the Suns and 4 guy win. We can't let and the NBA is not going to let the only major market left just kind of fizzle off in a quick series.
If they extend it, they have a chance theoretically of getting Kawhi back, and there's been no updates. He's not playing game 3. Maybe if they get to a 6 or a 7,
remember the opt out championship still in play. He's somehow going to get his stem cells into Paul George. If there's one thing I've been dialed into this postseason is the ebbs and the flows of the shit that doesn't have anything to do with basketball. And right now the NBA needs this one. They need LA to get a game. I wouldn't mind. Maybe we go to a game, see if we can invoke our jinx powers once again. But I think the reason the spread is only 1, as you said, Ryan, oftentimes when you look at that and you say, hey, what's up with that? Why it's a trap. Something has been deployed to this game to make sure the Clippers were supposed to win game 2. All right. And clearly Paul George wasn't in on the movement. All right. He forgot to pull the trigger. Clippers win this one. I think the Clippers might win 2 in a row. And suddenly that's when we buy back on the Phoenix Suns, because then they're going to take care of business after that. But I am predicting this one goes at least 6. Clippers get game 3. Take the money line, I guess. I gave it out last time. Felt a little robbed, felt dirty.
Yeah, I mean,
I was gonna say your music should not be that. It should be X-Files because you're a conspiracy theorist. Get out of here with that analysis.
You're right. It was.
I love the trash talking RFB. Well,
normally I would say, look, I agree. I normally tune into the NBA gambling podcast, but there's something about this postseason that has drawn me in. And I'm just captivated by the narratives, and I'm captivated by the hilarious,
well, Ryan,
and over dramatization of this NBA playoff. So yes, this series is going deep.
I, as a guy who has throughout, you know, Clippers in six at plus 450, Suns in six at plus 450, the Clippers winning would be a great result. However, it's not going to happen. No. The Phoenix Suns are going to get it done. This is Chris Paul coming back to defeat the Clippers in the playoffs, coming back off COVID. You can't come up with a better storyline. He was asymptomatic. He's about to stick it to LA. Like it's the perfect story for him to come back, have a great game, stick it to the Clippers. As much as I'd like to take the Clippers here to even the series and make it go longer and hit my over 5.5 and Suns in six, I'm really worried that the Suns are going to take care of business when you're winning like how they won last night, where you're winning games you shouldn't win. And now this will be a game where they should win. And I think they will. I think having Paul back will revitalize the team a little bit. And again, to McKee's point, I don't know if we have a Devin Booker, points bet out there as far as like his over under, but hammer the over on Devin Booker points. He's not having back to back low scoring games. I mean, the kid is just shooting lights out. So give me the Suns minus one. Total sitting at 221. Rich Fat Baby, any thoughts on the totals? I see you at Tally site. You've been doing pretty well with the totals.
Dabbling with
as well.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I've been dabbling with a little bit of everything. I'm not as locked into the totals as our man Moonoff, but I'm doing pretty well. I like the under here because I see Chris Paul. When Chris Paul comes back, he likes to slow it down. He likes to keep things in the half court. He doesn't get out and run as much as the young guys. You know, he's built his name off the half court offense. I think I can see that. He's a better defensive player than Campaign, so he can be on one of the guards. He can stop them. So I do like the under here. And the last thing I wanted to remember to say was in Crazy Conspiracy Kramer, you said that LA Clippers are the last major market. Nobody considers the Clippers a major market team. Everybody forgets they're from LA.
These are fair points.
People in LA forget they're from LA.
But they're taking LA back, McKee. You haven't been here in a little bit. Look, I here's how I'll skirt a D-gen line. I'll say this: don't the spread, whatever, no fun there. Take the Suns. If you like the Suns, maybe they get it done in big time fashion. You can lay 7 plus 200, or whatever the number is, plus 6.5, maybe. And then you go the other way and you take Suns win in six, like Sean pointed out, still plus 450.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which, you know, you're kind of playing a, the conspiracy Kramer with a K for a couple games to go LA's way. I do think they see the numbers and they're going to want a couple more games.
So do you have a thought on the total, Ryan, or you alt line you're staying away from? You said,
I'm giving you Suns. If you want to play the Suns, I think it's the 6.5 is the 2-1 point. So that's the way I would write. If I was on the Suns and I was a Suns fan, like Rich Fat Baby, I'd probably want to make it a little bit more interesting.
Rally in the Valley. Okay. Shout out to Alex Rodriguez in the YouTube chat, pulling up the Booker points prop at 29.5. Give me that over. Although McKee did make a good case for the under, but Booker's getting 29.5. I'm not going to mess with the game total. Just give me Devin Booker over 29.5 points. Oh, McKee, you sent me a pic of you out on a lake up in Wyoming. And I was thinking like, oh man, I wish I was
Montana.
It's you know, it's a state up there.
The homestead up there, you know, like
it's kind of out in the middle frontier. Of the nowhere. Yeah. They got some mountains and, oh man, I was just thinking like, man, wish I was out at that lake. Wish I had an ice cold Coors Light. Perfect place to reset. Perfect place to chill. Of course, Mountain Cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. Perfect for a moment to unwind. And I got my Coors Light here. I'm not unwinding. I'm amped up, but you know, it also works if you're getting amped up talking NBA. It really is the perfect beer to just, if you're watching 9 hours of sports, crack open some cold Coors Light. You can't go wrong. Coors Light, of course, the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Atlanta Hawks, they're celebrating a little bit. Got that nice game one win over the Bucks, catching 7.5 points. So the spread actually went up. I think there were 7-point dogs game one, and now they're giving them 7.5. Hawks 240 on the money line, 305 money line coming back the other way for the Bucks. Total 226.5. Oh man, this is interesting because I feel like the Hawks haven't won a game two the entire NBA playoffs. We saw them steal one against the Knicks, steal one against the Sixers, and then lose both game twos there. So I don't like them on the money line, but again, how do you?
It's a lot of points.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like a perfect letdown spot for this Hawks team, but again, can we really trust the Bucks and Coach Buds to cover a 7.5 point game line? McKee, where are you at with this one?
I mean, I told you coming in, I am so backwards on this Hawks team, but I feel like at this point, I don't want to fade them anymore. Give me the points. Let Trae Young do his thing. They had no answers for him. I don't know. The thing about Coach Bud is he does not retool his lineup. He doesn't retool his approach. So if Trae Young smoked in this game, if Trae Young is, if he hasn't, if you know, if he's not injured, if he's not tired, whatever, if he doesn't, I don't know.
He doesn't
if
get
he doesn't
tired.
Get lost, like hanging outside of the Circle K or whatever he is doing. I would say that give me the Hawks plus the points. I totally think that I would not take them on the money line. I think that the Bucks should win this one, but I like the points.
And with them opening the line where they open it, they're certainly confident they're going to get Bucks money because people are going to be like, well, you know, like what you just said, right? Hawks have showed up. They win that game one. They kind of get their job done, and then they relax a little bit. The problem is that since we've seen them with these comebacks against the Sixers, it's like we've added this level of belief.
Yeah, I mean, they're like an autoplay in the second half. I mean, have they lost the second half? I can't remember.
They play as a team. They clearly believe in one another. It's not something you always see or you see in the NBA too often. And I think, you know, coming back to the coaching, it's such a advantage. I think the only way that this, and maybe you're right, maybe we just wait and play the second half, but the only way that the coach, what is Coach Bud's adjustment?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is the big adjustment for them to shut down Trae Young? Because everyone is contributing. This was a road game where everyone kind of, I watched a team that looks like they think they're the better team and they're going to see this point spread. And, you know, like McKee said, I don't know why. The smart money that comes in on the Bucks can go fuck themselves.
Well, I mean, there's a confidence, there's a swag. I mean, when Trae Young was wide open and he took a second, just did the little shimmy before hitting the three. That was awesome. That was like a confidence, a swagger from teams. And we don't see this a lot in the NBA. Sean, we're kind of like a nobody believes in us ragtag bunch actually makes a run.
I got to tell a quick story.
Sure.
So again, championship coach, youth soccer girls, no big deal, but when we played on that championship run, you know what? My 10-year-old, 11-year-old was able to figure out when I said, "Hey, that's that player on the other team. That they're the best player on the other team. If you just stick with them and make them quit, like we win this game. That's it." And then I hear Coach Bud in a third quarter interview say, "When how are you going to stop Trae Young?" His response was, "Well, we got to stop everyone else too." No, you don't.
You really don't.
No, you don't. You're not a good coach. Nate McMillan, honestly, like he must be like, all right, maybe we keep the foot on the gas here. I, I'm with you, Sean. Maybe we don't play the money line. Maybe we look to get involved in something fun at halftime, but I don't know how you don't take the points here.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it. I'm taking Atlanta +7.5 again. You know, the letdown spot for them certainly is there because they got that win. They can, you know, go back home. But really, I mean, you look at how balanced this team is. Everyone that played scored except Okongwu, who played 3 minutes and got a rebound. But I mean, like their offensive rebounding, they were getting offensive rebounds. Like if you can get offensive rebounds against this Bucks team and get second looks, you can win this game. And to the Bucks point too, you mentioned adjustments, and I think you were kind of bringing it up, meaning like what are they going to do to slow down the Hawks? But really, on the other side,
what are they going to change?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like Jrue Holiday got them 33 points. If Jrue Holiday is giving you 33 points, you got to win that game.
Giannis almost had a triple double with 34. Holiday 33. They played a good game. They were at home. And here's the scary part: the Bucks. Like this is they're nearing the top end of their offensive output. Atlanta could put up more points than this. You think about you want to play the game of like how does this game go? Well, it's hard to see the Bucks winning a shootout.
So. Well, and
that's what I was going to say is that McMillan was playing Solomon Hill at the end of the game and Kevin Herter, and which just shows his adjustments. He hasn't played Solomon Hill at the end of games all playoffs, to my knowledge. He's not playing Danilo Gallinari. He puts Danilo Gallinari in there. That's another 15 points over Solomon Hill right there.
It just seems like we're again how these guys become NBA coaches with no ability to adjust. Professional coaches that can't they can't change like halfway through a game.
If I can change, you can change. David L in the YouTube chat pointing out, and I think if you're a Bucks backer, this is how I would be building my case that Trae Young had to score 48 points and they still only won by 3, and also kind of just the trend that they got blown out in those game twos. Alex Rodriguez pointing out in the chat as well.
Love that A-Rod's a listener.
Yeah, buddy. I know. And shout out to A-Rod. I know you're going through a lot right now, divorce wise or breakup wise rather. But I appreciate you supporting the brand and the podcast. I just the Hawks team right now is just an eye test. Like they just passed the eye test. And I gotta take them. I gotta take Atlanta +7.5.
And on some level, like it's gotta be the fact that like, you just don't see this all the time in the NBA. You don't see a team that like improves this much from regular season to where their seeding is this far off. And I don't know. I mean, it seems crazy that people were picking the Knicks to be,
I did, and you know I'm completely wrong.
That was really where the clarity came from. Once the Knicks got out of the way, I saw the NBA play
the crystal baller
for what it is.
I think as far as player props, I do like my buddy Huerter to go off. Give me a ginger with a nice jumper. And I need a new ginger to root for now that Carson Wentz is out of my life. So Huerter over points prop, whatever that comes in at. It shouldn't be too crazy. And he was getting decent looks. A couple of them didn't fall. Any thoughts on the total, McKee? It's looking at 226.5 over a win bet, or any sort of any other props jump out at you?
I haven't looked at the props yet, but as far as the total goes, I like the over. Again, I mean the over went over tonight. And that's the other thing. I don't think that Trae Young needs to score 48 points or whatever to win or to get this over. Like I do think that McMillan has other offensive options that he didn't explore tonight. So I like the over again. I don't see, you know, John Lee, shout out to him in the chat. He said coming in, like Jrue Holiday is going to shut down Trae Young. And I believed him. I don't know why when Ben Simmons couldn't shut down Trae Young. I don't know why Jrue Holiday. I mean, Holiday, amazing. You know, first team all defense, great. Had no, he couldn't do anything. And then we know Bud is not going to change his strategy, so it's going to be points. I think I'll go ahead and take the over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not touching the game total, but I think my boy Huerter gets loose there and hits the over. Kramer, any other thoughts on Hawks Bucks?
No, I just think we've positioned ourselves nicely. We're going to lock in a profit. And I think I'm certainly going to be at Atlanta plus 7.5. And why not play this one in game? I mean, again, if the Bucks pop off to an early lead in the first quarter, maybe buy even more Hawks. This team doesn't have any quit in them. There's no quit in this team.
Yeah. And do you have the Kramer, do you have the adjusted series price for the Hawks? Cause I think it's down to what? -180 for the Bucks.
I see -190 for the Bucks, +155 for the Hawks. Wow. I have 7-1 and +450.
Massive value.
I mean, it's a nice move, but I guess the other side of this is the Bucks price dropped pretty significantly after losing a game. If you believe that they're this great team, I guess you buy them now, but man, it still feels like you want to take the Hawks. I'd wait. I don't think you buy the future now.
I'm not touching the series price at this point. Cause I got Hawks +2.5 for the series. So that feels real good. The fact that they stole that first game. And that's crazy that it swapped that much from +350 to all the way down to +155.
Hawks to win in six, you can still get a 5-1. Hawks to win in 7-1.
Ooh.
So lots of opportunity out there. Hawks in 4, 13-1, Sean, if you want to go real DJ. I think the way you play these is just for the series to go long.
I'm a little worried because I do think Clippers get it done. But, you know, we've seen this. The Suns get it done. I keep confusing that, but we've seen this Clippers team go down 0-2 and dig themselves out of a hole. So I wouldn't be shocked if they get a couple games.
Haven't lost an elimination game yet this playoffs, Sean.
No one has. That's still alive, or they'd be eliminated.
That's how I'm doing the hot take thing.
I like it. All right, let's do it. Lock dog. Something spicy. Okay, here we go. For Kramer, we'll let you. Or no, you close it out. We'll let Rich Fat Baby McKee.
Let the guests go first, please.
I'll be a good host
with that beautiful beard.
Lock dog and something spicy.
Lock dog. Well, I mean, I'm gonna lock in the Suns.
Yes,
I'll lock in the Suns money line. The Suns -1. Not worried about it. I think it's gonna not be a problem. As far as dog, I guess I'll do the Hawks. Let's do the Hawks straight up.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah. Like it.
You know? 2-4,
I mean, that's a nice chunk on a game. We just watched a game where it's like, 2.5-1 for that team to win again. Okay.
And then I will go ahead and do the Suns for my parlay. Let's do a Suns -1. I will do the Suns Clippers total. I'm going to go under because I like that with Chris Paul coming back. And then let's add in Ayton over 16 points.
Ooh, this is.
All right, there we go. That's a nice 6-1.
This is feeling hot. All right, let's do it. Lock it up.
Real quick, breaking news, Sean. Another Ryan ramrodding as the Rich Fat Baby moving the number. I'm seeing it move to 2.
What, Suns?
Suns are moving to -1.5 and 2s out there.
Wow, okay.
Shortly after Rich Fat Baby made it his lock. So I probably correlated.
The sports books.
Thank God I bet it already.
All right, for my lock, give me the Suns. A minus whatever, or I'll just say Suns money line because you can probably still get that at a reasonable price.
-120.
Yeah. Okay. So Phoenix money line -120 for my dog. Just parlay Phoenix money line and Atlanta and the points for something spicy. Atlanta Hawks in 7 at +700. One of these series goes to 7, and I think it could be a Hawks Bucks. They need the TV ratings. Kramer. The Oracle that you are, shed some wisdom.
Lock has to be Atlanta. Come on.
Atlanta +7.5.
That's just such a massive number. For my dog, I think I'm just going to double dip. Give me Atlanta money line. I'm not doing it. And for something spicy, I don't think the Clippers are dead. Give me plus 575. Clippers.
Wow. Clippers 575 on the series.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
You're going to regret that.
The expression on his face.
Well, sometimes when you eat something spicy, it burns your ass. So
why would you invite me on your podcast? It's just have shit in my face.
Well, some, you know, just flirting with the fellow Ryan.
It's getting fiery here as we close things out. All right. Make sure you give Ryan RFB, aka at the Ryan McKee on Twitter. Give him a follow. Make sure you subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast. If you haven't already, I don't know what you're doing. Guys are killing it over there. And download the SGPN app. It is it's awesome. It's an app. Mm-hmm. We are going to be launching a mega contest that you can only play in the app, where we give away,
how much is that going to cost?
A massive prize. Of course it's free. All the picks, the contests, and the podcasts, all completely free, all available on the app SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store. If that wasn't enough, Merch Monday, every Monday I am selecting a review from the App Store and rewarding them, the app reviewer, with some sweet, sweet SGP merch, aka an SGP hoodie. So if you already left a review, check our Twitter page at Gambling Podcast or in the Slack channel to see if you won.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Oh, best of luck to you, Ryan.
Kramer, let it ride.